Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. Oh, I go here. Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's not about that.
Sometimes
it's about it. That.
This week's episode, we talk about a bunch of dumb stuff. We have a special guest in the audience, but you can't see her, but you can feel her spirit in the episode. You'll learn more about that later. What else? What do we talk about? Allie talks about...
I talk about pain is beauty.
Pain is beauty. Beauty is pain. Different. Pain is not beauty. Beauty is pain.
Pain can be
pain
beauty.
Pain can also be beauty.
Pain can be
beauty.
Wow,
pain can be beauty.
Wow, pain can be beauty.
Pain can be beauty. Anyway, this is another episode that's just as dumb as the rest. We're so glad you guys listened to this stupid show.
We love
you for being here. I say it at the end of the episode, but I released an EP this past week. That's four ridiculous comedy songs with one of my favorite music producer friends in all of the world. His name is Ariza, A-R-I-Z-A, brilliant. Brilliant boy. Anyway, that's out now. Other than that, we're just vibing out here, headed towards summer, baby.
We love you so much. And we'll see you in the episode after Grant hits it.
Mama
said. From love, I didn't feel the pain. Once or twice was enough, but
you have the lyrics?
It was all in vain. Time
I do too.
Starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen.
Get to the chorus.
Ooh,
I don't care what they say. That's the chorus, bro. Bro.
Keep bleeding, keep bleeding. Love is the hook.
At the end of the chorus, bro.
Okay. I don't care what they say. I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's breaking from a pain that I keep on holding.
You know what I mean?
I keep bleeding. I keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding. I keep.
How long do we go?
Do you know what's crazy? That little like trick that you just did reminded me of Jacob Jeffries.
Yeah, better pianist than me.
Well, ultimately a better pianist than you. But our video with Jacob Jeffries is getting all this random attention right now, and it's because he's viral boy USA, viral
dude,
to the moon,
his,
viral.
Hold on. Let me do my Jacob Jeffries impression. I think I need to do it to center camera though. So let me know when Grant's set on center camera, because he's been doing all these TikToks. My favorite
that
of his,
going so
my
crazy.
Favorite of his. Can you see only just my waist?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Here we go. That kombucha did a number on me. That kombucha did a number on me. Look at what I'm gonna do, That kombucha did a number on me. That's my
that
impression
was
of Jacob.
At me. That was pointed toward me.
That hurt my throat.
Yeah. Well,
could you
okay,
hear
so
how
that's
it hurt
his
my
video,
throat?
That's his video that
could
went
you
crazy.
Hear that it was a little bit blood?
Blood?
I mean, like.
Dude, speaking of.
Where are we going with
dude,
this?
Speaking of, I just learned about a HIIT training competition that happens in December.
High Rocks?
High Rocks.
You just learned about High Rocks?
Yeah. Did you guys all know about High Rocks?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, we fucking of course we fucking knew about High Rocks, bro.
Okay, so I got really excited because
why do you think all my jeans are ripping? These absolute trash can sized thighs popping out the denim. Keep going.
Well, I would like to ask let me
about
finish,
my thighs?
No.
Oh.
Let me finish my thing about High Rocks, but what's with the green on your pants?
Bro, I bought these at a Goodwill and someone did like
colored
a little,
them in.
No. It's
embroidery?
Yeah, embroidery. Like patchwork.
Embroidery.
But it looks like moss, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's
I
kind
like
of
it.
Charming.
I like some, it. I just didn't understand
there's
it.
There's some Levi's that I found at Goodwill for like I should talk into the microphone, huh? Mm-hmm. There's some Levi's that I found at Goodwill for like $9. And I was like, someone did an art on them and then threw them away?
Crazy. Okay, so the thing about High Rocks that piqued my interest was if I could do High Rocks, but like relay.
There is a version. There's team High Rocks.
So I've heard of this team High Rocks.
If I could be the one that does the skierg,
I
could
God.
Bring us home.
Dude, Grant, have you seen Allie on a skier? Have you seen Allie on a skier?
No, he hasn't seen me on a skier.
Can I actually do... this is leading... Okay, can we also... Still, it's just my waist down. Still, center camera. Okay, this is Allie on a skier.
Can I just say...
As hard as she can, bro.
I put up numbers on the skier. And one time I almost beat Gabe. Now, the time that I almost beat Gabe...
Say that sentence again slower. One time. She almost... Oh,
okay. So the time that I almost beat Gabe, I went as hard as I could on the skier. And... And be honest, so did you.
Yeah, of course. Well, no. It's not. I'm not like half-assing it, and you're not even close. I'm like,
I'm on.
When we do it, I also have to go about as hard as I can go to make sure that you don't get me.
That day, it's the only day in my life that I've ever done a physical activity so crazy that I tasted blood.
You can. It tastes like pennies.
I was like, I'm bleeding out of my mouth. I tried so hard on the skier.
Why does the blood go up there? You weren't bleeding from your mouth. You just tasted blood.
What is the taste? What is that?
No, this is my question is why does, because that's not a unique phenomenon to you. Why do people taste blood when they work too hard? Why is the blood coming up there?
I don't know. Because is it blood in my mouth?
Well, maybe. Grant, you're a scientist. Is it? Why is the blood coming to your mouth if you're working too hard?
I've never tasted blood working out.
Okay, but well, you've never worked hard though, enough, right? Then. Now get this.
I've only heard this from you guys.
Oh my God.
To be honest.
So
people
I think,
throw up, but I've never heard.
No.
Maybe it's
blood.
A theater kid thing.
I was like, I'm tasting blood.
Theater kids in the wrong space, the wrong altitude.
I was talking to these people about Hyrox yesterday, and they were like, well, there's a relay version where you can do just the skierg. And I was like, if my brother was in the competition, against me, not on my team. We'd be first and second place.
It'd be like absolutely destroying.
We'd be crushing people who are like twice our height, just out of sheer like
spite. Just fueled by spite. Have they thought about that? Like in the
Adding
Olympics,
spite.
In the Olympics, and in the World Cup, like you're just like playing against Japan, it's like these are some nice. Are you bleeding? And did you lick it?
I have.
What the
chocolate
fuck
on
show
my
is this? Oh, okay. I thought it was blood.
I have. I think much of the Olympics is probably powered by spite.
Well, but this is what I'm saying is like is sort
you
of
think Simone Biles is like. Feeling peachy about everyone in the competition?
No, but I'm saying...
She probably hates them bitches.
I'm saying, does she hate them bitches as much as we hate them bitches as siblings? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, because to get to the Olympics, you have to be like borderline insane level competitive.
Yes, so...
And I'm only that way about you.
But I'm saying, if someone's already competitive, it's like, you know, Monsters, Inc., when they think Scream is the best power, but then they find out Laugh is the best power. It's a little like, is sort of just like your internal competitiveness more powerful than like the spite you have for a sibling? I don't think so. I think if you put you on Team Japan and you put me on Team America, I'm going to work so much harder for my country than I would have.
Yeah. And I'd be like, konnichiwa.
No, I know, konnichiwa. I have no beef with Japan, but I do got beef with you.
And I'd be like, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Bitches.
I remember that's a classic.
No, it's a total classic. I told her, by the way.
That she made it on the pod?
My coworker. She was honored.
Was she pride?
Yeah, she was pride.
Was she pride?
She's pride.
She was
pride
of being
for
this?
Southern, and she's pride of being a person that got to go on a vacation to Japan, because ultimately, who can afford such a thing?
Not anymore. Now all the girlies are jacking up the rates.
Girlies tend to do so.
Girlies be showing up, rates be going up. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like doing that one.
I don't feel like singing today.
Why?
Oh.
You just literally.
I'm shy. I will say, when we started this podcast a year and a half ago, I was in my 365 party girl era, which was like booty shaking on the floor tonight.
Yeah.
What's the lyric that Pitbull does? Like,
what's the lyric that Pitbull does?
The one that's like, I got a big booty bond on my right one. I'm on the, what is it? The recently he came out with it and it was cracking me the fuck up. Yeah.
Two brunettes and a blonde. Beyond Mike. Beyond
what
Mike.
What does he say about the big booty thing?
On a yacht, getting butt booty naked.
On a yacht, getting butt booty naked. Is butt booty naked different than, like, because isn't the...
It's redundant.
Isn't the phrase buck naked? Isn't that what it is? It's buck naked, not butt naked?
Two things to look up. Is it buck naked? Do we taste pennies?
We don't look things up here.
No, somebody's going to look it up.
Pretty sure it's buck naked, not butt naked.
Buck naked. I've heard that.
Yeah. I think it's buck.
Maybe that's what Pitbull is saying. Maybe he's saying on a yacht getting buck booty naked.
Two brunettes and a blonde one. On a yacht getting buck booty naked. Stupid. That's so stupid.
Anyway, when we started this podcast, I was in my 365 party girl era.
365 party girl.
What? Grant, your shoes are so cute.
He's got loafers on. He's air horning his own loafers.
This is an insane... Okay, let me finish my first sentence, which was, now I'm not party girl anymore, and I can't believe I was staying up so late and coming to this podcast and recording.
Oh, I'm sort of in my... sort of the yin to the party girl yang era right now, where I was up at 3 and then I came here and recorded. You know what I'm saying? Like party girl, go bed 3.
Right.
Record. Daddy boy, wake up 3.
I did kind of go bed 2 last night.
Party girl is opposite of daddy boy.
Yuck.
True?
Yuck. Big yuck. Grant, the shoes are really cute and they're an insane improvement from last week when you just had dogs out.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese grabbers.
Absolutely. Cheese grabbers.
By the way, Hannah's in the studio today and you just said cheese grabbers and she made a face that I...
She's been enjoying the podcast so far. I've been seeing out of the corner of my eye, but there's been two sort of like winces, and it was when I said daddy boy.
Yeah.
And it's when we talked about Grant's cheese grabbers.
I mean,
here's my question though, is everyone raves about Doc Martens. These are Doc Martin loafers.
Yeah.
When do they get comfortable?
Oh, are they
the same ones? You have to wear them.
Are they the leathers or are they the vegan leathers?
I think leather.
Because the vegan leathers never get comfortable. I owned a pair and they just...
They look like leather.
Absolute Pac-Man'd my ankles for months.
Pac-Man'd your ankles?
Dude, they were... Kang, 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 wow, wow. Ow, wow, ow, wow, on the back of my Achilles for like 6 months. Absolute... I was like, stop. Break in. And they don't because they're not leather.
Why does everyone rave about Doc Martin if it's like so hard to get him comfortable?
I think they do, but I don't know about the elitist. I think it's the boot. The boot. Where the loafer hits the ankle is a little too gank, gank, but
fine. That's fine.
But they look so good, Grant.
I know, and beauty is pain or whatever.
Totally.
No, totally. And nothing tastes as good as...
That actually reminds me of what I wanted to talk about this week.
Beauty is pain?
Totally. So
can you teach my daughter that? Because we have to cut her nails. And right now we're in the mode where it's straight jacket, like I'm straight jacket her, arms, legs, like got her in an arm bar, like full UFC. Did I point my toe when I did a UFC joke?
It's really embarrassing.
Man, that's tough.
You know what
Mike Levinson said to me the other day at lunch?
What?
He said, Mike Levinson looked at me and they were making a joke about how I have a wife and no one believes me.
Yeah.
And Mike Levinson looked at me.
Classic.
And he said, I guess straight can look like anything. Which I love. Me pointing my toe, telling
Mike's,
a UFC
Mike
joke.
Levinson, Mike Levinson, friend like of the pod, also going viral.
Also going viral. Again, we've talked about this. You come on the pod, you go viral.
Yeah, that's how we gave it.
We're gonna get. You guys are gonna be excited. We're gonna get Kenton Chen here in the next few weeks. He's opening a show.
Kenton Chen,
one of the best singers I know. One of the funniest dudes I know. He's so fun.
I can't wait
to have Kenton. Kenton said yes, but he was supposed to be here today, but he just opened a new show in Los Angeles, a new theater show that we have to go see.
Like acting?
Yeah, like acting. It's called, oh, Gabe, why would you bring it up and not know the name of it? It's called Flower Drum Song, and they're performing it in LA.
Oh, Gabe, why would you bring it up and not know the name of it? Flower Drum Song. Now.
The
reason I wanted to talk about Beauty is Pain is, one...
Oh yeah, and tell my daughter about this.
I glowed up this week. So
yeah, and I noticed, and it's because, and I notice, You did. I totally noticed, and it looks great, babe. What you did is great, and it's like so good, and it's like amazing. And I noticed right away when you walked in, I sensed something different.
Now,
I transitioned to boyfriend in the middle of that bit. Let me be clear: we are siblings in real life. I was doing acting.
Right. Totally.
You flipped yourself off. Go ahead.
No, this is a front fuck.
Don't say front fuck.
That's what this is.
When you do this.
Yeah. My friends do it.
To enemy?
Yeah. This is toward you.
But it's coming towards me too, huh?
Yeah, but don't you feel assaulted by it?
No.
Really? That doesn't assault you?
No, it feels like a weird, like, Dr. Spock thing.
Like this?
Yeah.
For the listener, I'm doing the sort of nerd way of doing the two fingers.
No, it's live long and prosper. Please don't make it. Please don't make it something different. Finish the thing you started.
What's the nerd thing of doing two fingers? It's called live long. This is called live long and prosper.
This means live long and prosper.
It does.
Dr. Spock does this. This is like the greeting from his planet.
But what's it called?
I don't think it has it doesn't have like a Shaka name. It's like this means live long and prosper. It might have a name. But we don't look things up in this podcast.
Live long and prosper rocks. I'm going to do this to people.
Bro, do it.
I'm gonna start doing this to people.
Leave it to yeah, okay.
Me to gentrify, live long and prosper.
No, absolutely. I was literally gonna say like East LA hangs out with only cool girls and then finally realizes like, I'm wow, like, nerd beautiful. Stuff is clever.
That's beautiful. Okay. Beauty is pain and not always the pain that you might think.
Do you need a song or do you just need a jingle for Beauty is Pain?
I think we should sing.
Okay.
I wanna be beautiful like a little butterfly, but it's hard to do.
Requires a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of trips to the butterfly med spa where they upsell you on other butterfly stuff.
And ultimately, beauty is pain.
Beauty is pain.
There were six of us, that would have been beautiful.
It would have been a pain.
I know. I really
pain,
wanted that.
Pain.
I tried to do it
it's just hard.
It's just hard because we're two.
Yeah.
The pain is in my wallet, boys.
Oh, sure.
That's where the pain is. Actually, I also did get a pedicure yesterday where it was like this older woman who was
was digging into them biscuits.
My girl. Bleeding, girl.
What was their work to be done?
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
But I was kind of like, stop doing that. Paint to do.
The pedicure thing, sometimes it's very like...
Why they dig in?
They try to disguise it as relaxin'.
It's not relaxin'.
And it is not relaxin'.
The cultural conversation around mani-pedi has shifted significantly because people started being honest on the internet about how it feels, which is...
It hurts.
It's not relaxing.
It's dentist.
And the girls on TikTok, they're saying, if I could drop my nails off at the salon and pick them up, I'd be happy.
No, totally. Mani-pedi is dentist.
Mani-pedi is
Do you agree?
Finger dentist.
Yeah, it's finger dentist. It's toe dentist.
Yeah, but it's frequent.
Yeah, dentist not as frequent.
You guys, I don't know what my dental insurance is.
Okay, in what way?
Like,
do you have it is what you're asking?
Like, do I have it? And if I have it, like, who is it? And what's their phone number?
Who is it and what's their phone number?
I had dental insurance before I got this new job. And my dentist just called me and was like, hey, you coming in for your appointment? And also, did your dental insurance change? And I was like, no, it didn't. And then I was like, oh, it did.
If it's the same company, it probably didn't.
It's different.
Okay, well, then there's a login thing. We don't need to do this on the podcast.
I was like, oh, no. So I emailed a random email being like, does anyone know if I have dental insurance?
Hey, listener, do you mind? Hey, Adoits, do you mind if we just take like the next 10 to 15 minutes while to you iron guys out can some log logistics. In? We can log into the dashboard at Allie's work and we can all kind of like, maybe we'll screen share so that everyone can walk us, we can walk through Allie's dental insurance
okay,
coverage.
Okay, so pedicure hurt. And also when they scrape the bottom of your, this is like champagne problems, right? Lobster too buttery, steak too... juice,
steak too juice, heel too
rough,
right?
So obviously I'm hashtag blessed to be getting a mani pedi, but
totally.
My girl was chopping the out of my feet. Mm-hmm. chopping,
she's out there
chainsaw, and I don't even have that rev, like I have pretty like gorgeous feet, dainty yeah. feet,
cool,
what's going on,
keep moving.
So anyway, the pain is in my wallet, however, because I, for the very first time in my whole 31 years of life, got a cut and color at a hair salon.
Oh, bro. And they done did it to you, huh?
You guys.
They done did it to you? You took out a mortgage for that,
you
huh?
You guys.
You know, the mortgage rates are high. Grant, you're going to be paying back that cut and color for a long time.
How much did it cost
we
for
can't
me to
say
get...
a number because it's Los Angeles and people are going to think
no,
differently.
No, people should know.
No, we can't
how
say a number.
How much did it cost for me to get my hair
we need
cut
a range.
And colored?
We need a range.
Why can't I say a number?
Because
can I guess a number?
That. Double that. Hannah threw numbers out.
I'm going to say double. I'm going to say 680.
Yeah, less than that.
Oh, okay.
But, crazy. But guys, huh?
I know.
You never
these
done
are
this?
Dead, these are dead proteins, right? What are they, Grant? Scientist.
No,
are,
I've never done keratin, this because I dreaded.
Are, it's keratin. Just
I've never done this because
head.
I've always dreaded what came to pass this last week, which was yeah. the amount of money I spent on my hair. Now, I've had Annie do my hair for my whole life, basically.
Yeah.
She does a good job. She's not a professional hairstylist. Shout out, Annie. You did an amazing job. This girl gave color to my hair that I honestly look like a ton better.
Great.
Was it worth it?
No. It's not that I didn't notice. It's just that you're wearing headphones. But now I see the bangs have multiple colors in them.
And you can see like it's not so stanky anymore.
Right. And before it was stanky.
It was stanky.
Are you gonna do it again? And now it's stanky.
This is such a great question. This is what I wanted to talk about. Before my hair was stanky. And now it's stanky.
Stanky!
My hair was stinky. And now it's stanky.
Stanky!
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 Balayage.
Balayage.
Stanky balayage.
Cool.
So.
I need a mic stand.
I guess I just wanted to say to you guys, can you believe that?
Yes, totally, 100%. Because I'm the kind of boy who also goes to a fancy
salon.
But
are all the girls or people with long hair doing this regularly? They say I'm supposed to be coming back every like...
few months. No, I know.
8 weeks.
No, I know. I know.
I'm sorry. Who's affording that?
No,
who's affording that?
No, the maintenance and upkeep on that, it's crazy.
And then what of this? Lashes, brows, nails, toenails, spray tan, hair, makeup, Pilates, Air One smoothie.
How are we supposed to keep up?
Botox, filler, microneedling, facial, massage, yoga. Who can pay for this? The hair? Can you believe?
And I gotta have fine time to listen to all the books on Audible that keep me relevant? Keep me able to talk to the girlies at a picnic or a wine?
To say nothing for what's in my brain.
And work?
Masterclass? Podcast? New York Times? Reading for pleasure? Pleasure? Who has time? Exactly.
Exactly.
Like, I'm just like, I know this is sort of like, Allie coming to school, coming to this space and beating a damn dead horse.
That was the most unbelievable sentence I've ever heard. Allie coming to school and beating a damn dead... Allie coming to school, coming to this space and beating a damn dead horse.
Well, because I've talked quite a bit about the expense of being beautiful.
Yeah.
But I can't believe the ask... society has put on me about my hair.
I understand.
The financial ask.
I understand. Please, please.
I need to make half $1 million a year.
Please,
straight up.
Please, 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 please.
To afford having a head.
Please, please, please. Girls have so much they must participate in to feel the way they should.
I have a problem with the premise of that haiku, but great job with...
No, but play it back. Play it back.
Girls have so much they have to participate in to feel the way they should. Should is where I take issue.
Should is... But... What I'm saying is should is...
that we should feel beautiful in yes. a superficial way?
No. I'm saying...
Oh.
Bro, now you've arrived permission. To it. Your boy was hitting him with feminiz, bro. That's some feminiz, permission. Dog.
Oh!
That's some feminiz.
To say nothing of, can I say one more thing?
Of course.
Just for the girls who are listening.
Of course.
Buying tampons.
Oh, don't get me started.
And do you want to know a hidden expense of having a period is how many sets of sheets you ruin?
That's right. Oh my God.
You buy 100% cotton sheets.
The amount of OxyClean we're using. God.
And let me say one more thing.
Oh.
This might be TMI for the internet.
I don't. Okay.
Actually, no, it's not. I need to make an appointment at a new gynecologist for an annual. I call.
Why did
I
that
have
reverb
called,
on it?
I have called 8 offices. Finally, someone accepts me. They give me an appointment for 3 months from now. Holy. Oh.
That's crazy.
And then they call me and they say, we're canceling your appointment with Dr. Flubi Wadi because you don't have a referral. A referral? To get an annual checkup at an OB? No, they said, is there anything wrong? I said, no. I'm trying to establish care at an OB.
You that need a crazy. PPO.
I think I have a PPO.
PPO. It sounds like you have the holiday.
So now they're making me come in next week. No.
Pudding.
Pudding. Pudding. Anyway,
this is not pudding.
Okay. We have to put the train back
last
on
thing,
the tracks.
Last thing, they're making
no,
me come
we can't
in.
Can't do 45 minutes.
Can I just say they're yes. making me come in next week?
I believe
to meet with a doctor to I don't know verify that I have the parts needed to be allowed to go to an OB. Kill me, and they're gonna charge me $1 billion, and I've already paid so much for my hair.
You good?
I actually feel better.
Okay, great. I'm happy about this. I only have a small thing that I wanted to bring in.
Why are you trying to rush me? You got nothing to say.
Well, we just have
I could keep going.
No, I know. That's why I'm trying to rush you. Because me rushing you, it nets out at 25 minutes of that. I had a fancy meeting this week. And I did.
Oh my God.
And I did something dumb when I walked in on the meeting.
Fancy in what way? Like there was tea there or the person there was fancy?
The people there were fancy.
What were they wearing? Gowns?
No. Okay, so
important.
I need you, when you ask me a question, to listen to the answer because it will have helped you to know that there were not gowns.
Right, okay.
So it was fancy people, but in the retelling people, of the story, I could put them in gowns.
I'd like it to be like an old Victorian.
There were finger sandwiches.
There were?
Stacked on tall trays.
There were?
Yes. Butlers that stood to the side and pretended like they didn't hear everything we were saying, but they knew exactly when to be there.
And when you walked in, the fancy person said, "You have bewitched me,
body and soul.
And I love you.
Love you." How does it go?
Play it. That music like does something to me.
Hold on, I'll find it. Hold on. Something
that
like
wasn't
that.
Quite it, but that
it
was
wasn't
really
it,
close.
But it's really close. But did you feel the moment where I felt like I maybe had it for 1 second?
Totally.
And it felt really good for that one split second?
For a second, I thought you might have been faking that you didn't know it.
No, I know, me too. I thought maybe it was going to come to me, and it didn't.
And then be like, do, 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 do,
da, 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 da. So I didn't bewitch them body and soul. But I did do this. I walked into this big fancy meeting. I was very nervous. Grant has a thing to say. My God.
You know what would
Don't do a podcast with your siblings because I haven't said anything.
It's awesome.
Go.
Sorry, but you know what would really suck is that if that movie was made now, Jacob Elordi.
Jacob
Elordi.
I know.
Really glad that was made.
And Matthew McFadden, the guy who plays it, is like, respectfully, a dork, dude. And so we love him because he's like bought in. He's not trying to be hot. He's trying to do good acting, which is different.
He's got a sort of, and I say this with love, ordinary face.
Yes.
That becomes handsome over time because he starts being.
Because you love him.
How he behaves.
How he behaves and are. Yes. Not how he be tall and hot. That's not what we're here talking about, is how he be tall and
There's
hot.
There's nothing interesting about being tall and hot. Jacob Elordi, call me.
Those are... Oh, so sidebar. Gabe was in town. My best friend, Hot Gabe. We've talked about Hot Gabe.
Yeah.
Hot Grammy-nominated drummer Gabe. We're showing up to All Day Cafe, and I pull up, and I'm about to tell him, like, hey...
All Day or All Time?
All Time. Thank you. Sorry. We're pulling up to All Time. All Day is a different cafe.
Wait, I just got intel from my Secret Service.
Okay.
They're remaking Pride and Prejudice. Apparently.
What? With who?
It's probably going to be Jacob Elordi or
if
something.
If it's Jacob Elordi.
Hannah, you have to be here always. You actually should come always and do the fact checking in real time.
If it's Jacob Elordi, oh, kill me. He seems like a nice guy.
Hannah,
anyway,
could you look up why we taste pennies when we work out too hard?
Yeah. Hannah, circle back at the end of the pod with a couple of these things to fill us in. Fact check. So I'm taking Gabe to, he's in town for a little bit. We're going to this lunch spot. And as I'm trying to tell him, like, this is the spot that for whatever reason is just like
CNBC
celebrity for whatever. It's like a cute spot. It's not like exceptional, but it's anyway. And as I'm saying that, I'm like, it's a place where people are CNBC. Oh, and Jacob Elordi is sitting over there having a burger. And I'm like, can you believe it? Whatever. I'm like feeling cool because I'm like, as I was telling my friend that
you,
this
you
happened,
predicted this.
I predicted it.
Wait, this was with Hot Gabe?
Hot Gabe, yes.
And where were you? I wasn't paying attention.
All time on the east side.
All time.
In what city?
Los Feliz. So I'm like, hey, there's always fancy people here. And as I'm saying that, I'm like, oh my God, Jacob Elordi. So then we walk in and I'm talking. We get close. Not Jacob Elordi even at all. I was so wrong. I couldn't have been more wrong. I was feeling swaggy about like, took my friend to the cool spot. Jacob Elordi's here. Just some fucking dude. Absolute not Elordi at all.
Wait.
Not even close.
You just, first of all, that's so funny.
Yes.
Second of all, you just triggered a memory in me, which is that I was at a coffee shop yesterday and I saw an adorable little French bulldog and the guy holding the.
Bro, are you okay? Did he fart? Did the dog fart?
I could. It's
all right. Then I'll just tell my story because it's going to, you need a time to recover.
I need a second, but I do want to finish this story later.
Go ahead. Okay. Here's my initial story that I wanted to tell, and I want to ask the opinion of the group on if I totally biffed this meeting or not. My manager is going to be listening to this, and he's going to be so nervous just knowing, because he knows what meeting I had. So I had a fancy meeting with these lovely people who are in charge of some big decisions to be made. I walk in, and they're like, here, have a seat. And I turn to see that the seat I'm supposed to sit on is like this leather chair, nice leather office chair, you know, and it's got a little rainbow pillow on it. And so I walk into this meeting and I'm like, hey, where do you guys want me? They're like, why don't you go ahead and sit right there? I'm like, great, thanks. I'll sit right on the ally pillow. I sit down and say, I'll sit right on the ally pillow and put my little ass on their rainbow pillow at the beginning of this meeting.
It's an ally pillow.
Take your time. Is that bad? They don't know me and they don't know that. First of all, I am. Second of all, I'm not like making fun of their ally pillow.
Well, no, they probably think you're gay.
Okay. But then I proceeded to talk about my human woman wife and human baby child.
Right.
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 But I walked in, started the meeting off with, oh, I'll just sit right on this little ally
pillow.
Well,
I think you were just sort of stating that you're an ally.
I know, but is that too much? Is that a big swing at the beginning of a meeting?
I think you give off the exact vibe of a guy that would say some bullshit like that. So I think you're safe. I think you're well within your brand, my guy.
It was also a meeting where it's like these executives at this place that need to know, like, am I the kind of person that's like going to put their brand at risk? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I, in the first 1 second, they were like,
You said
yes and
you
no.
You said Gabe Gibbs, credit score 820, ally. And they said, we like this young man.
We like this young man.
All American man.
He seems upstanding. Father, dreamer, storyteller.
Storyteller.
Dude, who was I talking about the other day? Shut the fuck up. Storyteller in your bio? Get it out of there.
I'm going to add it back in.
Get storyteller out of your bio.
I'm going to add storyteller into my
I think my our father has corny bio like that.
He does?
Yeah
but he comes by it honestly. He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
I think if you're in your 50s and you have a swaggy bio, someone should check your internet history.
No, I don't know. It just means you have a team helping you, which is also fine.
And does every dad have the default picture face, or is it just our dad?
Oh, our dad has a selfie face. Every selfie is the same face. Do I have a selfie face? I think we all have a selfie face, or just that generation.
So the thing is,
okay,
that I was saying earlier is yesterday I was in a coffee shop.
But you're going to need to do a haiku about Ally Pillow. But finish cute French Bulldog. My God, this episode, the webs we weave. Is anyone listening?
So I see there's a man holding a leash with the French Bulldog. Uh-huh. I see the dog and I'm like, that dog is so cute. And I'm like, cute dog. I'm like yelling in the coffee shop, cute dog.
Yeah.
The man holding the leash is smiling so big and looking straight at me. And I was trying not to make eye contact with him because it was kind of like intense. And then I'm like, I think that was Andy Grammer.
Oh.
And Andy Grammer would just be sitting in the middle of a coffee shop.
No, he's got a huge smile too. Like he big was mouth. Like, big mouth.
Toward me.
Talk about a brand safe guy. Everything Disney does, they're like, let's get Andy Grammer out there.
Yeah,
that boy, he's just like, father.
He's printing money.
Dreamer. Storyteller.
And you know potentially, if that was Andy Grammer that I saw,
wait, what's his
French
big
Bulldog
one?
Owner.
What's his big one?
You gotta keep your head up. Oh!
What a key.
Let's get down. Hey! Yeah, because then if you keep going, it's, I know it's hard. No, it's hard to remember
Wow.
I used to love Andy Grammer.
Andy Grammer. Dude, we all love Andy Grammer.
It's kind of like the music your mom
listens
to.
He's dead center happy pop. He's dead center happy pop.
Dead center happy pop.
Happy family pop.
I'm going to quick look at his Instagram to see if he has
Do
a French
not,
Bulldog.
We're not doing that. We're not going on Andy Grammer's Instagram in the middle of an episode. Pull your head out of your ass.
If he has a French Bulldog, I will confirm live that I saw him yesterday at a coffee shop.
Each and every week, you guys send us a voice memo of a... Oh, you got to do a haiku.
Oh. Sit your bony ass down without saying something dumb for once, my guy.
That I need to get tattooed on my chest. Sit your bony ass down without saying something dumb for once, my guy. Okay. Each and every
my Secret Service gave me intel that Andy Grammer does have a French Bulldog named Lucy.
Is it black? Like grayish black?
Yeah.
It was Andy Grammer. Yo, he was smiling so big at me. I was like, that had
have
to be
seen
Andy
his,
Grammer.
Have you seen his mouth?
He's got the only kids, smiling, right? He must have kids. He was with a bunch of little kids.
Yes. The only smile, that guy's mouth is huge. The only smiling he can do is so big. He can't do like half smile. It's like Jennifer Hudson can't sing quiet.
He was looking at me like I would know him. And that's why I was like, I think that's a famous person. And then I was like, oh my God, that was Andy Grammer.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson can't sing quiet. Andy Grammer can't smile small. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like we've all got our...
A fact of the universe.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't believe I saw Andy Grammer and I averted my eyes. I should have gone up and said hi.
He's handsome.
And said, Andy Grammer, you're so
handsome.
I've
seen him perform at a couple different things. He's very handsome and he's very good.
I saw him perform a free concert at the Grove when I first moved to Los Angeles.
Each and every week, you guys bring us a voice memo of a problem you're having, and we try to solve that voice memo. Nope. We try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music, or at
the
very
least,
music. This one came in a long time ago, and somehow I missed it. I don't know, and I want to apologize to Deb's Dreams, which I think is their handle.
Love.
But this one came in a long time ago.
Hey, Deb.
And it's very, very good.
Hi, guys. I love your podcast. The stories, the songs, the vibes. It's so much fun. Deb. I'm totally here for it. but it's not about that. As you can probably tell, I'm Scottish, and I was fortunate enough to experience my first Thanksgiving in California a couple of years ago, and I got to try some cornbread, green bean casserole, pumpkin spice lattes, which, oh, amazing. But now I have a problem. I want to try more delicious food whenever I come back over. So what would you suggest? What is your top favorite holiday season foods? Thanks.
Deb, you okay. could not be cuter.
First of all, could not be cuter. Second of all, obviously was came in around Thanksgiving. One and I totally has, missed it.
One Sorry, of us Deb. Has to propose to Deb. I'm dead ass.
Or is someone
to be married
pulling a real good one on the Mom Said podcast?
Yeah. The accent is it's dialed.
Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you say a bunch of Thanksgiving foods in a Scottish accent?
I gotta hear it again.
Hold on, hold on. Let's try.
I'll do it.
You think you can do a Scottish accent? This
Hi guys, I love your podcast.
Love your podcast.
The songs, the vibes, it's so the vibes. Much fun.
It's pretty good. You Grant's is pretty good. Like, I do think it's real, Deb. Yeah. What are the American foods that we need Deb to try?
Well, can I just say real quick? I just found out that I'm probably going on a trip to Scotland in the next couple of weeks. So Deb, I'm gonna bring you some food. Straight up, I'll bring you some.
What will we bring?
Mashed potatoes.
That's they probably have that in the UK, I bet.
Oh, mash. Bangers and mash.
They got bangers and mash right next door.
Okay.
We could bring you some Doritos. By the way, you should try Doritos, Deb. Doritos.
By the way, Scotland's in the UK. Scotland's
no, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a British food, so it's right next door.
I was just worried you didn't know that.
I know. We know the geography, and we can't. Wait, got it. Just start listening.
Okay.
You should have Doritos, Deb. They're this little tortilla chip that's covered in a really suspicious dust. And they've got lots of versions of suspicious dust. And that's kind of an American thing. We've got a lot of foods that are covered in suspicious dust.
But she asked for holiday food.
I'd like to open it up, but yeah, we could do holiday food, yeah. Do holiday food.
What about eggnog?
You should try eggnog. If they don't have eggnog, you should try eggnog.
Green bean casserole.
She already tried green bean casserole.
Sweet potato casserole.
I would recommend some sweet potato casserole or some pecan pie. But when you come to America, you'll hear people say that nut a bunch of different ways. They'll say pecan, they'll say pecan, they'll also say pecans. For some reason, they'll say pecan, pecan, and pecans. But don't worry, those are all the same thing. Those are all the same thing.
Deb, you should try Little Debbie Cakes.
Oh my God, in America, we have a cake that's named after you.
A bunch of different kinds, they're called Little Debbie Cakes.
Oh, and they're made up of a bunch of suspicious dust. They're made up of a bunch of suspicious dust. It's
and
not
microplastics
just...
microplastics you can taste.
You can taste the microplastics. Everything in America's made of microplastics and suspicious dust.
Come back. Everything here is delicious, but it'll kill you.
Dude.
But.
For real.
It could be argued we're all going to die anyway.
So let's have. You ever had Cheetos? That's some suspicious
Deb, you
dust.
Ever had Cheetos? Deb, you ever had flavor blasted goldfish?
Deb, you ever been flavor blasted before?
Actually, for that matter, you've ever had anything flavor blast? Don't say Deb, you ever been flavor blasted before. Grant
I just was
face.
Asking.
Deb.
that ground the podcast to a
Deb,
screeching
I'm so
halt.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Deb.
So sorry.
But
that
also
we asked
come visit us and I'm about
before.
To come visit you. I don't know what city I'll be in. And if we see each other, come say hi.
Wow. Grant, what time is it now? Is it time for us to do you or us to do brothers or how are we feeling?
We could do my journal now.
Stir.
That really makes me feel good.
Good.
It does.
It feels good to do.
No, the woo-woos really are therapeutic.
No, I get it.
You should all try.
Why do you think people go to worship service,
yeah,
bro?
That's true, that's
this
true.
Is what literally Sunday morning.
What do you think the world would be like if we all just wooed together?
Bro, I think the world would be better.
There'd be no war more. There'd be no more war.
There'd be no more war.
There'd be no more war.
No more starvation.
Stupid.
The first part, we'll do the three different episode titles.
Okay,
and
great.
You get to vote on it. And
okay, great.
Have we decided that? I think we need to. You just say welcome back to this episode, blah blah blah, instead of welcome right. back to this episode title, blah blah blah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
We fucked it up last time.
Okay,
that's
but
all I'm saying.
But
that's
are we
like
welcoming?
The difference
but are we
rock
welcoming,
paper scissors and rock paper scissors shoot?
Shoot. No, totally. And are we welcoming people back, or are we welcoming people to?
Welcoming to. Because it's the first time we're saying
welcome
it.
To this episode,
blah blah blah. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, ever since that little kid sang Sterling Silver, I feel like a piece of shit now every time I do this. You know,
really?
I mean?
Yeah, because you know the children are listening to our
I love
yeah.
that kid.
Stupid
okay,
ass
though.
Show.
It's
I
okay,
love
though.
That kid.
Okay.
Anyway, the three options are Konnichiwa bitches.
Okay.
Straight can look like anything.
Yes.
Or steak to juice.
Steak to juice.
Steak to juice.
Steak to juice.
Steak to two steak.
By the way,
two steak, two juice.
By the way, Gabe, steak,
two
juice.
Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Wait.
Fuck.
Wait.
Fuck.
Wait.
We're
wait,
so
wait,
bad
wait,
at this.
Wait.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's
episode.
Straight
can look
juice.
Like anything. That was so stupid.
I do think it should be straight can look like anything.
I think so. Grant.
Okay.
What did you write in your journal?
I wrote in my journal that last night, I had a lovely time smoking a little bit of that sticky icky. Should I not say that on the podcast?
That's
I
up
think
to you,
that's
bro.
I think that's veiled enough.
That's a you choice.
Okay.
Because for a second, I didn't know what you were talking about.
I smoked a little bit of that sticky icky. I was having a lovely time with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And we watched the hit 2005 movie, Hoodwinked. Do you guys remember Hoodwinked, bro?
Oh my gosh, the Little Red Riding Hood
yes.
one with
and
what are the big? What's the big like takeaways from like? What's the quotes from the trailer? I felt like there was one
the
that
trailer?
We did all the time. No, there was just like a funny part of the movie that you and I used to do.
Oh, we used to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, keep going.
Something about the schnitzel or something.
Yes, there were some schnitzel bits happening in that movie. It was like a pig, right? One of the pigs.
No.
What am I thinking?
Is that
of?
The movie where they go? Be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
This lesson must be shared. Be prepared.
This lesson must be shared. Be prepared. That's
that
the
a,
only thing I remember.
Is it a goat singing
yes.
that while he's going through a mine
yes,
track?
Yes.
Okay, that's in my brain
Isn't
somewhere.
That movie, dude. Okay, it's so good.
Whoa.
And I forgot it's like a full-on like musical.
Yeah, full on?
He sings that Be Prepared.
Well,
be
there's
prepared
like
song.
A song every 10
really?
Minutes. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
that's a musical in IMO.
And me and my girlfriend were feeling so cozy on the couch with a bunch of blankets.
Uh-huh.
And she said she feels like a rat in a cardboard box.
Whoa.
Oh, where they deserve to be.
And is that, see? And is that, do we think that's the ultimate comfiness?
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Rat in a cardboard box. Now,
I do think there's a sense of trappedness that we may need you guys to unpack after the episode.
No.
about being kept in a box. Now, do you think in this vision, and we pretend like she's not here for a second. Do you think in this vision, because she doesn't have a mic. Do you think in this vision there are holes in the box so she can breathe? Is there a top cut off?
I think.
Is there packing peanuts in there for extra.
I think she felt at home. She felt lost, and now she feels like she has her own comfy cardboard box.
Dude, I love
That's
that.
That's really cute.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really beautiful.
I think the ultimate comfort, and I have genuinely thought about this a lot for the last couple of years, is, you know when a bug lives in a really fuzzy flower?
No, totally.
Yeah, totally.
When I see beautiful fuzzy flowers, I think to myself, if I was a spider, I would live there. However.
Really?
I actually found a new home
That's
for
beautiful.
Myself if I was a spider, which was I went to, what did I say it was called? Dulwich College outside of London
mm-hmm.
recently.
Sure.
And I was in this really big cathedral, like theater shaped.
Oh, and you wanted to live in the rafters of it?
Library. And there was
library.
And there was spider webs in the rafters that were getting hit
Ooh,
with such beautiful
wow.
light.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, if I was a spider, I would retire to this rafter. And that's where I would be more comfortable.
as a spider. There'd be so many options to live in a place where I don't get squished.
If I was a spider, there'd be so many options. But I'd probably crawl inside people's mouths.
What?
Seems the warmest. That's a cool way to go if you're a spider. And pretty famously, a bunch of spiders crawl into your mouths at night. You're supposed to swallow like 7 to 10 spiders a year. I just made that number up, and I've also heard that it's not true, but let's just go with it. That you swallow spiders in your sleep. Sorry, go ahead, Al. Where do you want to live that's beautiful?
Spider colony.
All right, I can't sing about a spider colony. Do you think they have friends, spiders?
I think they're pretty solo. They're pretty lone wolf.
You think?
Yeah, dude. You ever seen like 6 spiders on the same web?
No. Now to finish
they're
the
all
episode,
bachelors.
Now to finish the episode, Hannah, did you get a chance to look up why we taste blood when we work out too
well,
hard?
Well, we still need to rank Intense the brothers.
Oh, let me rank the brothers while you prep
also,
that.
I heard... This needs to be fact checked too, but bees take naps in flowers when they're tired between pollinators.
Oh, that's so cute. Next time you're cozy under a blanket, Hannah, you can say, I feel like a bee taking a nap
okay.
in a flower.
Common causes of metallic taste after exercise. Tiny capillary stress in the lungs. During intense cardio or heavy lifting, your breathing rate and blood pressure increase significantly. This can stress tiny capillaries in your lungs. In some cases, small amounts of red blood cells may leak into the air sacs. Iron from hemoglobin can create a metallic or blood-like taste. You may not see visible blood.
So there's not actually blood in my mouth.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the ranking of the brothers.
To turn her down. You may be seated.
I feel like I could have gotten higher than that.
That's why I said you may be seated.
Because you didn't want me to try.
You may be seated.
Number one brother this week is obviously Grant. One. When Hannah asked him what kind of street treat I would like, he said blue Gatorade, which is my favorite Gatorade. Thank you, Grant. He remembered that. Two, they did bring a street treat, and that was really nice. Three, he's got fly shoes on, and it's a serious improvement from last week when I was feeling disturbed by his toes. Out. And so for those reasons, Grant stays on top.
Would you like to say anything? You just feel like you're just...
Hank is farting again.
Great.
I think I'm up by like 2 now. And that's important. We were tied a couple weeks ago.
I know.
That's shocking to me because I feel like Grant wins.
I do feel like it's always me.
Well, scoreboard.
Wait, on the way here, me and my girlfriend were discussing...
You can use her name.
Girl.
The more you say me and my girlfriend, the less we believe you. Honestly, it sounds like you're making her up, but she's literally in eye line to us.
I know.
But it sounds like you've made her up.
I just, for some reason, don't want
to say
her name.
She goes to my church. You haven't met her.
Yeah.
She goes to a different school. You guys wouldn't know her, though. You wouldn't know her.
I don't want to say Hannah's name for privacy reasons, but I think we've already said it, so it's fine. Anyway, just trying to respect the privacy.
No, I respect you respecting the privacy, but I don't believe you that she's real.
Okay, well, I could turn this camera if I wanted to.
You could turn the camera.
You can actually see her shoulder. Okay.
We were discussing which fruits have the biggest ego and need to relax.
Mm.
Dude, pears. Get out of everything you're in. Mm. You are...
Be honest.
Respectfully, you are a mild apple, bro. Relax. Mm. Do love you as a juice. Do love you as a soda. When I'm looking for subtlety. But you're a soft apple. And I mean soft in the that you're a
wimp. Be honest. Are you attracted to pears?
A little bit.
Yeah, I knew it. That's why you came in so hot like that.
I'm trying to neg pears.
Literally, he's like soft and shaped beautifully. Yeah. And fucking
absolutely can't take my eyes.
Subtle flavor that enhances anything it's in. Shut up, pear.
It's just like all the other fruits in the fruit club.
If I were a dragon fruit, you'd never hear the end of it. If I were a dragon fruit, you'd never hear the end of it.
That's an earned ego right there. Dragon fruit. First of all, you're named after a dragon.
Sick.
Enough said.
Gorgeous fuchsia color.
Gorge. The outside, the little, how the like pineapple little scoopies are a little green on the
tip. It's incredible colors.
Why aren't we talking about that more? That shit's crazy.
Well, dragon fruit kind of is like, it seems like it flew in from another planet.
No, I know. Why aren't we saying, why aren't we talking about dragon fruit all the time?
It's a good question. And one we'll answer next week on our podcast, Mom Said Pod.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're so thankful that you listen to this dumbass show. We hope you come back next week and you bring a friend. Everybody, this is Bring a Friend April.
Oh, yeah, next week is Bring a Friend. This is like church rules.
Bring a Friend April. We're going to do some. We're gonna have a service that's a little more seeker friendly. And you can bring anyone you want.
Disturbing.
We're not going to talk about the real scary stuff that we talk about at this church. We'll talk about normal stuff. Like the local football team. Anyway, I'm living in a bit too long. Thank you so much for being here and listening to this and watching this and participating in this little gathering that we have. We don't have any announcements right now. Oh, I just dropped an album this week. Well, last week, by the time this comes out. I just dropped an EP with my friend Arisa, who's like the smartest musician boy in the world. He's currently rehearsing to tour as the guitarist for Harry Styles.
Oh my God, period.
He's in Harry Styles' band now, so
Sure Harry Styles has announced his tour?
There's no way I'm breaking the news of Harry Styles' tour.
We should check after this.
Can you look real quick? Otherwise, we'll redo this whole thing, because there's no way this is breaking that news. Has he announced any touring?
If there's not a clear announcement of
the tour. They're in rehearsals, it's announced. There's no way. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's like a fancy boy. He and I released an EP.
Imagine you leak that.
It's impossible for me to leak that. He and I released an EP of a bunch of dumb comedy songs that are really fun. It's four ridiculous songs. That's out now. But other than that, I don't have any announcements.
So we love you and we'll see you next week when you bring your friends.
2026, girl, cook something.
2026.
Do your part in the show. 2026,
when you're safe
girl,
and when you're comfortable and when you got to, if they know Mandy.
2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, Piper.
Put your shoes on, girl.
Put your shoes on, girl. 2026, we love you. Thank you so much.
And for our youngest listeners.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?